Zeichem Nishmas Suri Este Bas Mayadovit.
Let us again start the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Ve'elu oivrim bePesach Kutach HaBavli V'Sheicher HaModai V'Chaimetz HaAdoimi V'Zeisim HaMitzri V'Zeimen Shal Tzavoim V'Amelon Shal Tabochin V'Koilon Shal Seifrim. Bekitzer, we have in the Mishnah two sugim of chometz. We have Dalet Mine Medine, Bavli, Modai, Adoimi, Mitzri. We have Gimel Mine Umnim, something which was used by Tzavoim, Tabochim, and Soifrim. The Dalet Mine Medine is chometz, Dogan Gomor, Al Yedei Taruvis. And there's a machlokes, a rishonim, what will be exactly we are speaking about. The shitas harambam is that one, the mishnah's messiahim, are elu bazore ve'ein behem mishum kores. The chometz that we are speaking about, there's a hazore, there's lav, there's malkes, but there's no kores. The Rambam learns that by the tzir of chometz, dogon, gomor, or yedei taruvis, we are speaking about it as a kezayis bechtei achilas pras. The person will eat, the Rambam says, a shir of 3 beim, l'shitosoi, it others it's 4 beim, and in that amount there is 1 kezayis of chometz. So this is the case of chometz, dogon, gomor, or yedei taruvis. He ate a kezayis of chometz, that was betaruvis. Ba'af al pikein, he's not chayiv kores, and he's chayiv malkis. And the Rambam says, if there's less than a kezayis dogon gomor yedei taruvis, there's less than a kezayis of chometz in a kedei achilas pras, so then there's no lav. There's a machloikis if it is also al tchatzi shir, which is also minatayre, or since it's al yedei taruvis, could be there's no iser of tchatzi shir either. This is the shitas haRambam. The Ramban is choylik on the Rambam, and the Ramban says as follows, that if there's a kezayis bechtei achilas pras, so there's chorus, there's not a lot. The whole Mishnah is speaking about there is not a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, and the Tane of the Mishnah that holds that the harei elu bazore is because he holds is a din of heter mitzaref leiser, that we mitzaref the other ingredients together with the chatzi zayis of chometz, and lalocha we don't paskin like this tana, and we hold that it is not also min ha-toyre. That is the shitas haRambam. To understand the shitas haRambam a little better, it's very difficult to understand the Rambam. If there's a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, why shouldn't there be chorus? He's eating a kezayis of chometz. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in the Hakdome to his Sefer on Hilchos Pesach, says a gewaldike biur in what we are speaking about. And his lashon is as follows. Af al pi sheba'achilas hata'aruvois ein toyamim klal tam hachometz shebesoichoi. Like this we have a klal that min b'she'inei minoi. If it's ma'urev, so the din is as follows. If it is nice and tam, if you can, while eating it, you can be malgish the tam of the iser, so it doesn't become bottle. If it's not nice and tam, so it's bottle. So here the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains as follows. Af al pi sheba'achilas hataruves ein toyamim klal tam hachomet shebesoichai. You do not feel, you do not taste the tam of chometz. Ve'ein noisnin b'soichoy es ha-chometz, the whole reason chometz is put in to these taruves, elo l'kiyua ba'alma, to make it more acidic. Kigoyin kutach ha-bavli, shem mefarerin b'soichoy pirurei lechem chometz, they are put in breadcrumbs, lahachmitzoi, that to make, to be mechametz, this taruvis. Ve'ein bekutach tam lechem, when you eat this kutach, which was agavucha, a dip, you did not taste bread, it wasn't a bread taste, elachamitzis halechem. You tasted that, the chimutz of the lechem, that's why it was added into this taruvis, to be mechametz the taruvis. Shehichmitzes hakutach. Shekiyoytze boze, bishar isurim enkan isurim ha-teire. By all other isurim, it wouldn't be awesome in ha-teire. It would become bottle. Avul bechometz ichmir ha-teire ve-omar kol machmetzes loisei chelu. So we learn out from this that if there is a, according to the Shitas HaRambam, if there's a kizayis chometz bechdei achilas pras, so the chiddush is that lemaise, since it was put there letzayre chimutz and the chimutz we spear, so even though there's no kares because we're not margish the tam alechem, about kaponim there's a besundere lav. There's a lav, and if one eats this taruvis. The second chelik of the Mishnah is speaking about Zayman shel tzavoim, amelom shel tabochim, koilon shel soifrim, is speaking about chometz nukshe. The Minchas Baruch in Simen Mem Dalet brings a Magen Avraham, that Magen Avraham gives two explanations what chometz nukshe is. Explanation number one is shaloi nase chometz gomel. That means we'll have later, there's a chometz nukshe of siyer. Siyer is a dough that hichsifu pono. That means the process of chimutz started already. We see the dough became white, became pale. There's no other simoni chimutz, and then he stopped it there. He baked the dough. So that is a miktsas chimutz. That is called chometz nukshe. It's not a chimutz gomel. It's a mitzas chimutz. And if we hold there's a lav on it, because we have a posik, or we learn it out from chometz togen gomel yedei taruvis. Another case of chometz nukshe is that we have a chometz gomel, but it never was roi lachila. That means the Minchas Baruch explains, according to this sheet, let's say if a person will have a flower that was fashimult, it's an old flower, it's not a good flower, an inferior flower, and he makes chometz, he makes a bread with this flower, but the bread has the zelbetam of the flower, so it is only roi lachilek tzas, it's not, it never was edible too much. When it's a chometz gomel, so this, according to the Magen Avraham, is also called chometz nukshe. He says, in order to be considered chometz gomel, there are two tanoim, there are two conditions. Number one, it ended the chimutz process. Number two, it's oymed l'achila l'roiv b'nei odom. And if it's missing one of these two components, it is called chometz nukshe. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Af Tachshitei Noshim. Rabbi Lezer is Moisef Tachshitei Noshim. Ze haklau, kol shehu mimin dogon, arei ze oiver bepesach. L'chayre, we'll see in Daf Mem Gimel, this is L'chayre, the ze haklau is midivrei Rabbi Lezer. Kol shehu mimin dogon, arei ze oiver bepesach. Arei eilu ba'azore, ve'ein behem mishum koris. Ve'evru oivren aleihem bebal yiro, bebal yemotze, ve'kulu meforish lo bigmor. So Rashi learned that the beginning of the Mishnah is speaking about Isra bal yiro. Zeisem ve'zoimon ve'koilon ve'ameilon. Tachshitei noshim, bigmor meforish, min dogem, chamishem minim, chitem esoirem, ve'kusmim shebeilushul ve'shipoim. Ve'ein behem koris, im ochlon. Now the save of the Mishnah is speaking about the achila of these minim. Avolav yesh bachiloson bigmore yalef lakula. Let us see Taisus. Veilo oivrim bepesach, perish akuntris laver aleim bebal yeroe, bebal yemotze. The gam rivo medagdek, so Rashi learned, the translation of oivrim means yoiver an avere. That's how Rashi learned. Veilo oivrim, what avera yoiver? Yoiver bal yeroe. Later the Mishnah says, Arei Eilu Bazore, by Echila, there's an Azore to eat it also. Here you have to say it's an Azore, because normal Echila this chorus. Here he says, Arei Eilu Bazore, Vein Behem Mishim chorus. But Oivre means, the Namala Yisr of Bal Yero. The Gam Revo Medagdaik Miloshen Oivrim, the Mashma Oivrim in Oilom. The Revo did not learn the exact translation of Rashi, that means Oivrim an Averi, Oivre Bal Yero. But Kapanim the Rivo learns, you have to get rid of it also, because there's an Isser of Bal Yero. Ve'ein nira la Rabbeinu tam, the mashmid the chol hanach marbinon mikol machmetzes lo yisaychegu. The Rabbeinu tam does not like Rashi's pshat, because the Gemara later says, how do we know chometz nukshe, how do we know chometz togen goma yadei peruvis, Mikol machmetzes lo yisaychelu. We learn that from a ribuy of kol. Kol machmetzes. So that is mar bechometz. Nukshe, chometz dogen gomaydei taruvis. Va'afilu bachila lo yhave mechayev ilav the rav yekro. Meichi teisei bal yero bal yemotze. Meichi teisei yish beyoiver bal yero bal yemotze. That is the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha on Rashi. Now, Be'emison, Shitas Rashi, by Chometz al Yedei Taruvis, Afilu will say, according to the Ramban, that it's speaking about that there's less than a Kezayis Mechdei Achilas Pras, but the Mephoshim say, so that's Legabi Achile, is a chiddush, that even though I did not eat a kezayis, so there's a chiddush of hetam et staaf le'isa, that yechayiv an achilas kezayis, of this taruvis, even though I only ate less than a kezayis of chometz. But on bal yeroh, the mefarshim say, and that you don't need limudim, by chometz al yedei taruvis, because in the keli I have a kezayis, even though in order to eat it, I can't eat a kezayis in the achilas pras, that's Gabi Yisuri Achille, but I possess a Kezayis of Chometz. If we learn, like we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the Emison is a Chiddush, that it doesn't become bottle, really should become bottle because it's not Nois and Tam, then perhaps we could appreciate the Rabbeinu Tam's Kash a little better. I mean, if Be'etzim, the Chometz does become bottle, it becomes bottle, there's a din bittle, and there's, because it's take, it's not nois and tam. So there's a besondere ribuy of a lav, so lechere, if it becomes bottle, gabi achile, lechere who didn't should become bottle, gabi bal yero also. Unless you'll say that one isn't totally in the other, gabi achile, since it's not nois and tam, it becomes bottle, gabi bal yero. Since b'metzias it's here, so b'meila it's yoiver bal yero. But kaponim, that is on the kasha of chometz dogen gomo yedei taruvis. Chometz nukshe, we can zicha understand the Rabbeinu Tam. Chometz nukshe is not chometz; it's a different process. It's ascholos achimutz, but it doesn't have the halachas of chometz. It doesn't have the tnoim of chometz. And if we have a posik that you're not allowed to eat it, so that's it. You're not allowed to eat it. But the lavin of bal yero and bal yemotze are leiro lechol chometz. This is not chometz. This is kol machmetzes lo yisaychelo. This is not chometz. This is from a ribuy of kol. By bal yero it says chometz. By yero it says chometz alone. That's the kasha and chometz nukshe. Others say that Rashi held it's also a gilui. That from the kol I learn out that this also is a shame chometz. We find by other halachas We'll see later, Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that if a person will be shoychet, there's loisishchat al chometz dam zivche, you're not allowed to shechta kolben pesach, you possess chometz, so the Yerushalmi says that you possess chometz nukshe. So you see, al kaponim, after the posse, could be, this is also called chometz, that's the gilu yakra, it's also called chometz, it's only a miut and chorus. But lagabi, all other halachis could be, this mean chimutz is also sufficient to be over by yiro. Al kaponim, this is shitas Rashi. Benira la Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik an Rashi. De elo oivrin perish ha'oich lo. Ba oivrim haynu miyal ha'shulchon. The lab ne'mechon ninu abo ba yiro leke. Now, the Tosfos HaRashi at the beginning of Masecht explains Rabbeinu Tam as follows. We had mentioned before there are two ways to learn pshat in oivrin. Either oivrin means you're oivr an aveire. So the Rabbeinu Tam says if you want to learn that that's pshat in oivrin, you attack oivr an aveire if you eat it. That's all. If you eat it, oivrin ha oichlon. If you eat it, you're oivr an aveire. There's an azora on the achila of chometz dogen gomei deitarubis and chometz nukshe. If you want to say oivrin is a loshen the way the Ribo said that you get rid of it, so it means you take it off the table. The Mephoshim say the Shita Sarabeinu Tam is that there's no Issa Shehi at all. Places in the beginning of Kol Shochad, Dafrafala Matbeis, by says according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can keep it in your house, just get it off the table. That is the Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Av Tachshitei Noshim, Hainu Chometz Nukshe. This is a Chometz Nukshe. So the Bach explains, so what is Rabbi Lezer Moisif? The Tanakama also says that Chometz Nukshe is also. No, he means to say that it's Chometz Nukshe al Yedei Taruvis. We have Tarti L'Reyuse. It's Chometz Nukshe al Yedei Taruvis. Afar P. Kane, Rabbi Lezer holds that this is also. That's what he's most of on the Tanakhama. Vafil have a chometz dogen gomor al yedei taruvis. Even it's chometz dogen gomor al yedei taruvis. He's moisif, so the Bach says it's not roi lachile. So that's what he's moisif. He's moisif more, it's not samzei a chometz, it's a chometz dogen gomor that the Tanakhama is speaking about. Tanakamas chometz don gomei day tarubis is roi lachila. And he's speaking about that it's not roi lachila. It's chometz gomo, but now it's not roi lachila. Mikol mokim, so taisis mi de koma af, mashma de moide le tanakama. That means the Tanakama said two alochis. One aloch he said, ye oiver an chometz don gomei day tarubis, which is roi lachila, and ye oiver an nukshe. Now Rabbi Lezer says one of the two. Either Rabbi Lezer says Nukshal Yidei Taruvish Yoiva, or maybe means Chometz Dogen Goma Yidei Taruvish Ein Roi Lachila Yoiva. But Taisva says, since he says the Loshen of Af, Midakoma Af, Mashma the Moida Latanakama, that means whatever the Tanakama said, he's Moida, and he's Moisef one more Nekudah. So that means that Rabbi Lezer Zicha holds that Chometz Nukshe is also, because he's Moida to Tanakama. The Gemara Amrinid Rabbi Lezer Sova Nukshe Beine Beloi Klum. The Gemara says Rabbi Lezer holds that Mukshe is Mutter. So how could that be? The Pashis Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah is asking either Chometz Nukshe Idei Taruvis or from the Loshen of Av is Maide that Chometz Nukshe is also. The Kachnir of the Gemara is Rabbi Lezer Bechad Minayu Oibe Masnis Noibe Gemara is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer, the two different Tanoi. Tana Rabbot. Shloish dvorim nemorim bekutach habavli. Metamtem es haleif. It's metamtem es haleif. Rashi says, metamtem loshen stime. After you eat it, you can feel there's a stime, there's a timtem haleif. Umesame es hoinayim. Rashi says, mesame es hoinayim, umakrish es haguf. Metamtem es haleif, mishum nisyuvi dechelbe. The Shuvi de Chelbe, Rashi says that's Mishke, that's whey. That's derived after you make cheese, so the liquid chelik that drains off the cheese, that's whey. This they used to put into, that's the shuvi, the chelba, they put this into the kutach. O mesameh esenayim, mishum milchet. They put salt in it. O makhish esaguf, mishum kumnise de ume. They put fashimut the moldy bread. That was supposed to make it spicy, I suppose. Salkoponim, so that was, that wasn't, so all the ingredients was not meant for a person who's in any way health-minded. Zogt Rashi, mesame esenayim mishum milche, melech sedoimis yesh, shem mesame esenayim, kshnegei b'melech v'choyzev negei ba'ayim. I think that's what the Ritas Loshen of Rashi means. It's very interesting, Rashi. Melech sedoimis yesh. What does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchis Maim Achoinim that the, one of the reasons of Maim Achoinim is because of Melach's Doimis. The Napshat is that in Melach, that which is normally used, there can somehow come a Taruvis of Melach's Doimis. And Melach's Doimis is dangerous for the eyesight. So Memel, that's what Rashi means. When you're using salt, you could have in the salt a few grains of Melech Sedoimis. Melech Sedoimis, yesh, shemesameyes, there is a Melech Sedoimis, shemesameyes einayim, shenegei b'melech, v'choysem negei b'ay. Yeah. Kumnise do'ume, ipusha. Moldiness, pasha, misapesh, la'achaz man, b'soich ha'kutach. It is misapish in the kutach, and that is not the koifefin as a koima kloima matishin koichoi. Tana rabon, gimul dvorim malbin hazevel, the koifefin as a koima, v'noitlin echot mechomish meyes memo'er einov shel odom. Elohein pas kibo, that this is a pas that is made. Look inside the psoilus ha-soilus. That's made from the brand, the psoilus of the soilus. You did not have the kernel, only the psoilus. V'sheich al-chodosh v'yerek chai. So trashi yerek chai, kigoin krishin u'betzeilim v'chazrin. These are onions. K'sha'oichel mehen harbei tomit. I see that this is not healthy if a lot of it is eaten. Always. Halbei tomid, this is, then it is not healthy. Tana rabon, shloisha dvorim, mematines hazevel, bezoikvenes hakoime, umeirines hanayim, elohein pas nekiye, bosor shomein, viyayin yosham. Pas nekiye, what is pas nekiye? The smide, that is soilus. Bosor shomein, ditzepirte deloy aftach. So Rashi says, Ei shelo yolda, this is an ekeve, that the Baal had not given birth. I suppose this is a tender type of a meat. Yain yoshan atik atiki. Yoshan shel sholeshon. Kol mili de mali lahai, kosher lahai, or de kosher lahai, mali lahai. There are many things that are good for one eva, which are mazik the other eva. Bar mizang bila retive. This is this is not dried out ginger, but it is fresh ginger. O pilpili arichte. This is long peppers. O pasnikia. That's the pasnikia we had before. O boso shomein v'yayin yoshin the mali lekule gufe. It's very interesting. The Bar Shmuel asks the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud says, V'yesh macholim shehem roim, and one of this is hasoilus, shenipu oisoi kol tzorcho, ad shaloi nish'ara bo reyach mursan, ye pure white bread, that was taken out all the mursan, so the Rambam says, lo yoichlu. So this is a very popular svara bismaneinu, but he asked the kasha how this stems with the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be meshabeach pas soilus. Sheikhar Hamodai, the Ramu Bay Meisari. They put into it Meisari. This was the Mayim of Bali. Let us see Rashi. Called the Mali Lechayli Ze, Koshal Ze. Hamoyel Lelev, Koshal Einayim. Hayli Echad Mitachlu Eishare Vorim. The Ramu Bay Meisari, Shematil Lesoichai Meisarim, Kigan Sheikha Shalonu. In Modai, they used to make such a type of a sheikha. Sheikha ha-Modai, why is it called sheikha ha-Modai? Because ba-Oisei ha-Yomim, b'zman ha-Mishne, ein-Noigim lasa sheikha ela-Mitmorim. They didn't make it from Soirim, so it wasn't Chomet. It wasn't Chomet, don't go me day taruvis. The Modai, oisin sheikha, mi-mei Soirim, kein-Oisei shalonu, korilei sheikha ha-Modai. Now this was a vinegar that was made in Edom, and they threw into the, they mixed into the wine, soirim. Zot Rashi, the shadu beisari biyayin, noisnin soirim shleimim, kedei lahachmitzoi, in order to make the wine sour. Lefisheyenom toi, because the wine in Eden is a very good wine. Ve'enoi boli dechimutz, it never sours, it's a good wine. Achenoisnin l'soichoi so'irim. So when we say, chaymetz o adoimi, we are saying as follows, that the wine in Eden is a very choshev wine, and therefore it cannot become vinegar, cannot sour until you add chametz to it. Mother Mephoshim, it seems that the Soirim, it disintegrated into the, that Chometz Dagen Goma Yedei Taruvitz, but it was liquefied, it was Chometz, but it now was Ma'uriv together with the wine until we got this, vinegar. Omar Rav Nachman, B'tchilek Shoy Mevim Nisochin Me Yehude, Loi Hoyo Yeinom Shal Yehude Machmetz, Ad Shenoisnin L'Soichon Soirim. When Klal Yisrael was Zeiche to Nesachim, so the Zchus of the Nesachim, the Niske Ayayin, the Krovus Nesachim, made that there was a Shefa Broche in the Tvua. So Loihoyo Yeinom Shal Yehude Machmitz Ad Shenoisnim L'Soichon Soirem, till they added Soirem to it. For Yekoyren Oisoi Choymitz Tav. And that was called Stam Chaymetz. Va'achsho. But nowadays, now after the Chuban Abayis, Ein Yeinam Shel Adoymi Yemachmetz. Now, this broche, which was then existent by Klal Yisrael, is now existent by Edoim. So Memele, by them, it will not become Chaymetz till Ye'ed Soirem. Achenaisim L'Soichan Soirem. V'kairem Oysoi Chaymetz O Adoymi. So the chaymetz now, we call this chaymetz adoimi. This is bizman abayis, we called our chaymetz tam. But now after the chuban abayis, so this is called chaymetz adoimi. Ilakayim mashenema, imola hachareva. Imleyazu chareva zu. That means that there's one of the two, either is the broche by Yisrael and the chuben by Edoim, or fakert. There's no matter that there's broche by both or chuben by both. So now, after the chuben abayis, this broche is existed by Edoim. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omer, mehoche loim loim yemot. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, betchilo, kshebeis ha-migdash kayim, oi mevim nesochim b'Yehude, o beschus ha-nesochim, hoyo tam b'yeino, v'loi hoyo machmetz. Himo lai achareivo, reishe dekro yan omre tzur li Yerushalayim heoch, ismalei min chalbono she Yerushalayim, v'tzur me'edoimi. Eloim eloim yemotz, kshe'osu, kshe'esov, giber, Yaakov cholosh. In Malchus Shneim is Kaim Yach. Fragt die Gemorre. Tanya Omer Rab Yehude. Berishoyna Eloikeach Choymetz Me'am Ha'oretz. איני צורך לעשר, מפני שהחזוקה איני בו אלו מן התמת. The beginning when a person bought חומץ מיהודה, מפני שהחזוקה איני בו אלו מן התמת. ועכשיו, על היקי החומץ מהמאורת, צורך לעשר, שחזקוס איני בו אלו מן היין. Let us see what Rashi says. Temed bufit. Now, temed means that they used to soak either the pits or the skins or the shmorim of yayin. These were all the remnants that were left over after they made good yayin. So the remnants, they used to go and soak this in water. And eventually the water was koilet atam yayin. That is temed. So Rav Yehuda said that in the beginning, when Klai Yisrael hit the Beis HaMikdash, so Aleikeach Chaimitz, the person bought Chaimitz Mamoretz, he didn't have to bring Maisam, Nishechazok Einabala Minatemet. The Fisha Yayin Zuktrashe Hoyotoy, the Einay Machmitz, the Stam Chaimitz Shalem Minatemet Hoyobo, you only had Chaimitz Minatemet. So therefore, we'll see soon. The pashtus is that we can assume that temed is not chiyuv to give ma'isa. V'achshav botel tam hayayin, but now after the chulban umemayel lahachmitz. So now you're chiyuv to give ma'isa. The Rishash and the Sfas Emesh tellen sich, it's very interesting. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that in the good times, when a person bought Chaimitz Mamoritz, Ein Etzorich La'asa, Nishechazoke Ein Ebo Elo Min HaTemet. That means, if you had Chaimitz, how could you get Chaimitz? The wine never spoiled. Tzarkochecha was Min HaTemet. So if it's Temet, it's Pota Min HaMaisa. We'll see later. One Mahalach. So, like the Rishash, before the Gemara said, "Nitazoi, betchilu shemivim nesachem Yehuda loyhoya yainam shal Yehuda machmitz, at shenaisnim lesoichon soirim." It seems there was a way that you had chaimitz, v'hayu koirin oisai chaimitz stam. So that means that this was called stam chaimitz. So there was a way how to be mechametz the yain through soirim. So how do these two Gemara stim? The Gemara before weist ois, oi keirin ois, oi chaymet stam. I mean, it seems they did such a thing. They made a chaymet out of yayin. Now, if they made a chaymet out of yayin, so it's mechuyev b'maisa. Here it would seem that they never did such a thing. They only, if they needed chaymet, they made that the chaymet was only made from temet. That's the Rishash and Svasem is Samoiridis. Frekte Gemor, Vesova Rabbi Yehuda Temed Labar Esuriyu? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that by Temed it is no Chiyev Maisa? Posnan we learned Hamet Tamed Venosan Mayim Bemide. A person went and took he took either the pits or the skins or the shmorim, and he put Mayim b'mide, he put in a quart of water into the psoilus of an oven. Umotza kedei midosoi, and when after it soaked, he has again a quart. Now this quart is now it's colored. Now it has a taste of wine. Potter, so the Tanakama holds it's potter. It's potter for maisers because it is water. Water, you don't give maiser on water. Even though it's a tam yayin, a mar yayin, but for tam and mar, you don't give maiser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no. Verkehrt, if it is a tam yayin and a mar yayin, that's yayin. So memele, so if it's yayin, it's chayin be maisers. So frekte gemore, so what is pshat in the previous memory of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said before, that when you purchase chaimetz miyam ha'oretz, ain't it tzorch la'aser mimnei shechazok ain't the bo'ala min ha'temed. So what if it's bo'al min ha'temed? Temed, you also mechuyev to be ma'aser. So Mimela, so if it's an Amoritz, it should be chayv to be Maasa. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara Hachi Kama. Loinach shedu amei ha'oritz ala temet. That's what he means. If it was temet, then temet they would be mice already. It wasn't an expensive article, so Mimela they weren't choshud not to be mafresh maisres on temet. Iboy yisayme nechshedu, could be also nechshed. Leikasha, ha bedarvike, ha bedepulzene. Zot Rashi. Potter, milasa, shreyen kanela mai. Shleimotza, elo kedei midosa. You only have kedei midosa. Nothing that means the water that I put in, I still have. Ava gav de chesusei v'taime chamro. Even though it looks like wine and it tastes like wine, you the peri ba'almu da'il beba, and you saw this wood. Abu the mechayiv the ozel boso chesusei v'taime. Yolt v'kelt, that's what it is. If it looks like wine and it tastes like wine, there's a dinner wine. Ochi kamas nisen kamaisle. Next time, oritz mela'asere satemet. Lefi she'ein e'choshev b'ineim, fika chaloi k'mimeno potem in admai, because he can trust the Amoritz. V'iboy yis'eimo nechshedu, v'rab yude b'mas nise k'maise, taime mishum de poter af mim, afilu mimaise. That I can nechshad, and that rab yude says, v'leikeyach choymetz, that they're not choshud, because there we should be the potter, I feel it'll be maiser about it. There's like a potter for maiser. Or the temet, the pulsen he come. That's speaking about temet of the pits. Shanois ni mayim bechalzanim. Vuhu machmit, sumartiyach lachas man kiyayin atoises. But this is like a water, I feel, according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Vahainu temet, velesbei, eleki yuha de peiri. And that is nothing. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, diktoni Rabbi Yehuda mechayit. Bedalvike, shenoisne bishmori mayim. Vuhu nami temet. It's also a skull temet. Vuhu mechayit Rabbi Yehuda. Avagam leimotza lekedei midosai. Visha yayin shel shmori meurevoi. The yayin which was colored in the shmorim. So this went into the mayim. Min ha-mayim nishar b'shmorim. So me-mele, here you have taki yayin b'en. You have yayin b'en, so me-mele, so this is chayiv b'maisa. Zog toisves, o b'darviki hod de purtsoni, o hod amrinen shecheskosem in ha-temet, haine me-temet de purtsoni. Avo darvikni toiv mi-oi, ve-einam nasem leilum chaymetz v'kert. In the good times, Fakertus also wouldn't become Chaymetz. So, Mamele, if you buy Chaymetz, I'll call Chavetz Temet from the Purtsoni, from the Chatan, from the pits. V'zeisoim ha-Mitzri. Mai zeisoim ha-Mitzri. Toner Rav Yosef, tilse sari, tilse, a third is barley, tilse kultami, v'tilse milche. A third is salt. Apope, mapik sari, Uma'ayil chiti. He said it's not a third is barley, it's chiti. The simonech, and if you want to remember who said Tzoyrim, that Rav Yosef was the one that said Tzoyrim, Sisni. There's two samachs there, so you remember that Rav Yosef said Tzoyrim. Now, what did they do with the Zeisim HaMitzri? This was a healthy machel. Tori luhu. Again, this is Chomet Dagen Gomer Yedei Terubis. Toreluhu, first they soaked it, Vekoleluhu, then they roasted it, Vetochnilu, and they ground it, they made it into powder, Vishoseluhu, used to drink it, Midivcho Va'ada Tarta, from Pesach till Shavuos. The Komet Marpilei, a person who was constipated, so Marpilei, this helped him. Uderofi, in a person who had shilshul mak mitlei, so this helped him to control himself. Lachoyle ule isha ubre sakante. But this should only be used for healthy people. For a choyle and a isha muberes it's a sakot. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, kultami morike krug. Simonech shloitite man oma chiti uman oma sari. Rashi the gilsa samach samach. Rav Yosef shiesh samach b'shmoi oma sari. Lishna achine v'simonech sisni kli sheshmoi kain. Kedam rinen v'agbinu b'sisni kon v'shem kli ze yesimin legilsa zu. Rav Yosef oma sari shnei samchen yachat. Torlu shoyren oison yachat. We spoke them together. We divcha vada tzarte. We pesach vada tzaret. The comet otzo minikovo marpile mishal shalai. Ude rofi comet le mishieshle shil shul maatzoi. Sakanta shem mishal shul yoiser midai. The gos yaivitz asks, Moses says in brochet, Shilshul is a simin yofe lechoyle. That's a gemar in brachas of nezayin, perik haroye. Right there, here it says, it's a sakone shemishalshul yaisa midai. So he says there's two different inyonim. The gemar means over there, if the choyle mitzad atzma, he gets shilshul, so that is a simin that the choyle is leaving, and the shilshul is a simin that he's getting healthy. That's a simin. But if the mitzad the etzem choyli, there's no shilshul. No, he's taking a mashke that will be mishalshul. So for kel, that the Gemara says that is a sakona for a choyli. Bezoimon shel tzavoim. Now this was used for by people who color things. Och etagimu mai de chivri de tzavibu. There's a girsa lecho. Lecho is, that's on the side, and that goes, Yaivet says that this is a type of red leather. So somehow this was a dye that was used to dye leather red. V'trashi maya dechibri mei subin. Ba'meilon shel tabochim. This was used by the cooks. Pas tevue. Shiloi hevia shlish. This was taken from tvue that did not reach yet a shlish kiduloi. Sheminicha, they made this pass al pikdeira v'shoy eves hazuamo. This is already a nukshe. This was not a chometz gomo. V'kailon shel soifrim, hochi tirgume pirure do ushkefi. Was a type of a glue, a type of a paste, that the ushkefi means the ratzonim, those who worked with leather, they used to use this paste. Rav Shimi mechuzno omar zeti pulon shel benois ashirin, shemeshayres oisoi livnois anim. This is the tipul, we'll see soon in Rash exactly what this is. This was a certain shmirachs that was put on the goof that was used lohosir haseyol to take off any hairs and to be ma'adin the boso. It seems that was the purpose. So we'll see soon that this was the b'nai saniyim cannot afford the type of tipul that the b'nai sashiris said. But what was nishtayot, what was left over from the Bnei Sashiris, they used to give some of their tipul to the Bnei Saniyim. We'll see soon exactly why we need this whole process, that it belonged to the Bnei Sashirim, they gave it to the Bnei Saniyim. So they used to give it over to them, and this is Kailan Shel Seifrim. How do Seifrim come in? The Seifrim we have in the... Rashi Chumash brings down that Yaakov Avinu said that from the Bnei Shimon and Bnei Levi there should be Seifrim, which is not a profitable job. Lamdei Tinoikis, Seifrim, some Meila, which is not a profitable job. So the Bnei, so that's why it's called Koilon Shel Seifrim. The the Shmirachs that the Bnei Seifrim had. Just to understand a little bit what we're speaking about, the Maram Chalav explains that the Bnei's, the Ashirais, their tipple was made out of expensive ingredients. One of the ingredients was silas. There was other expensive ingredients, and that was what they used to use. Shemeshai, what was left over for the Aniyim, when they left over and gave some to the Aniyim, either they wanted a new batch, and there was some old ones left over, so they did not add all the expensive ingredients, but they added more silas. That means some of all the expensive ingredients, the cheapest was silas. So they put much more silas when they gave it over to the Aniyim. The Aniyim couldn't afford to see this. Al Kapanim, for them it was a brochet. But there was much more silas there. So this was a chometz nukshe gomo. That means, we'll see later, it could be by they themselves, it was a chometz nukshe idei taruvis, because they had much more ingredients there. So it was a chometz nukshe idei taruvis. But what they gave over to the Bnei Seifrim, that was a nukshe gomo. That's what Rav Shimi Michiznoi says. Frakte gemore eini. V'tone Rav Chiye arbo mine medine u'shloyshe mine umnes. Rav Chiye had said that if you want to remember what the Mishnah is speaking about, there are four mine medine, kutach habavli, sheikh ha'amodai, that these are the four Indian which there are different countries had these minim. Now it's chametz dogen gomai day taruvis u'shloishe mine umnes, and there are three minim that the umnim needed this for their umnes. So the others are very good. The painters needed zayman shel tzavoyim. If you say that it's speaking about that they gave it to the Bnei Seifrim, so this is not, it's nothing to do with the profession of the fathers where they were Seifrim. This was not, it's not Shloishem Minei Umnes. Shloishem Minei Umnes means that these were, this was Minei Chometz that was used by the professionals for their profession. This was given for Shalach Monas, for the daughters of the Rebbeim, but it didn't, it's not a there's no professional use on it. If you say it's the pulon shel bnei sashirim shenoslum lebnei saniim, v'yamre the pulon shel bnei sashirim mai minei umnes ikir. So that's why you have to say the first pshat. I was speaking about it's a type of a glue, a paste that was used by we said by the ushkefi, by those who worked in leather. They used to use this glue. Right, the Gemara of Elamai, Perur the Ushkefi. Am I Korle Hai Koylon Shel Seifrim, Koylon Shel Ratzoy Mi Boyle. The way you say, so we're speaking about the wrong umnis. God, it's used by umnim, but we mentioned the wrong umnis. Amarabai Shel Oylon Perur the Ushkefi. This is the same glue that is used by the Ratzonim, by the leather workers. Am I Korle Koylon Shel Seifrim, the Seifrim Nami Medavke Bu Nai Roseim. Seifrim also used it in the process of making niyor, so memela, that's why we can call it kailon shel seifrim. Zot Rashi, perure do ushkefi glud, a glue, v'ratzoni medavkim boi esa oir, shemischalik l'shtayim, if the oir splits, oi medavkim shtei oiris yachad, lasais en ovo, v'dalkon loses bo kemach shel shipoin, the rye flour, kami meforish mai shel seifrim, what shall I say about seifrim? Tipulon shel b'nei sashirim, shehi shel soilet, mishayres mishiyoreyem livnei seifrim elamdi t'nei kishayim aniyim, mitipulon shel b'nei sanim lemotzilamayim. You can't say their tipul. The aniyis ein lam soilet elasid. What they used to use, if they didn't get peklach, they used to use seed. There was no chometz in it whatsoever. But those who were zeichet to get the more expensive tipul, that was chometz nukshit. Tipul loshein sheteufel umadvik oisoi dovo oisid oisoiles al besolon was talked to the boso lohoshir haseya. Fact the Gemara v'otoni rabchiye v'yoiv simne bahani demasnisen v'oma arbe mine medine sheninu behem atzrichen l'chol odom. The first dalad minim are macholim, which everyone uses, bein umen, bein lo yumen, sheila machol l'fulasuin, kutach, sheicha, chaymet, v'chaymet v'zeisem. Avozaymen ein eroi ela l'tzaboyim. This is only for those who used to die. The kailan shall seifram, amelan shall nachtumim, here is nachtumim. Niyor osim yesabim ayidei devek shekairan glut. Used to use this in the paper mill process. Zog Taisus. V'simonech tisni, Rebbe Meishe yoitze gabi akiteya yoitze bikav shaloi, Rebbe Yoisi oiser garsina. Rebbe Yoisi asked, and there were goyres, garsina v'simonech samech samech. That was the first gils of Rashi. Taisus didn't have this gils. So who simon toiv yoiser? Samach samach. Och le motz le mei mochi mishum desari besin ksiv. That's why he had to say tisni. Somehow this was the better simen. Tipulon shel benois ashirim vim toima im kein hainu tachshite noshem. This is tachshite noshem. Later we'll see that Rabbi Elazar was moisef tachshite noshem. And this was the Tachshite Noshim of the Ashirites. They used to make their Tachshite Noshim. So what is the difference? According to, what is Rabbi Lezer Moisef? Rabbi Lezer is Moisef Tachshite Noshim. Well, the Kailan Shal Seifram is Tachshite Noshim. It comes from the same source. This was, well, was Nishtaya, they gave over. The Tira Tzalit Darlainish, the Hochi Mairi Beponim Shal Mailod Loimois Kolkach Shetoifun Alpeneim, the Tachshit Enoshim Ainu Beponim Shal Mato Shetoiflem Lohoser Haseyo, the Mois Tvei. Now there's different Pshotim in Taisvis, but the Taisvis Harajbe brings down the Taisvis. Seems the Taisvis Harajbe learns as follows. It's very interesting. What was pshat at this tipulon shel b'noi sashirim shem mishayres lanim? What is pshat that which was left over they gave to the anim? What's called it was left over? So we learned poshe pshat every season they used to go to the used to go and get a new set of tipulim, and what was left over in the jar, that's what they used to give to the b'noi sanim. That's not pshat. The Taisa Rashba seems to learn that this tipul was recycled. That means they used it first for themselves, and afterwards, you can use it a few times, afterwards they used to go and give it to the Bnei Sani. So, what we are speaking about, tipulon shel Bnei Sashirim, it was possible to recycle it. But it seems they had, as we mentioned before, from the Maram Chalave, it could be they had to add some ingredients to it since it was once used, but the ingredients that they added more soilet. So this became Chometz Nuksha, not Nuksha Yidei Tarubet. This was Chometz Nuksha Ben. They added more soilet and they didn't want to add the more of the other ingredients since they were much more expensive. The Tachshite Noshim is speaking about that the seyor that was taken off was in a mokei mos, so the metal that couldn't be recycled again. So this was the way it was manufactured. I mean, this was, let's say, nuksha yedei taruvis. So the metal, that's really the two different things. Even though they originated by the same person, but it ended up, it's two different. It's two different types of ointment. Zok te gemore weiter. Rabbi Lezer oimer af tachshitei noshim. Frag te gemore tachshitei noshim salke daitoch. He's saying tachshitei noshim is chomet. So Rashi says, u kechal, u srak, these are different types of cosmetics, ubisomim, shatelus betavoreim, loriach, umai chomets ike, what's chomets about achshite noshim? Elaima af tipulei noshim. This was tipulei noshim. The Omar of Yehuda Omarab. Benois Yisrael shegiu lepirkon, veloi higiu lishonim. So Rashi says, Pshat shegiu lepirkon vlegiu lishonim, sheshlem saris keilu higiu lepirkon, vein loi higiu lechlal shonim, uboishis alkach. So they used to be meisel de saris. So it matters, each sug used to use a different type of anointment. B'nois aniyim teiflis oison besit. B'nois ashirim teiflis oison besailis. B'nois melochim b'shemen hamoil. Shenemar shisha chadoshim b'shemen hamoil. Mai shemen hamoil, rabune bar yirmiya omar satechet. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba omer shemen zayish shloihei vishlish. But it didn't grow yet a third, and that used to make a shemen out of it. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer an piknin shemen zayish shloihei vishlish. V'lo masoichen oisoi, nei shemeshir es haseyo, u'ma'adin es haboso. The skin radiates after one uses it. Dr. Rashi, Ashir es teifus oison besoilis, umeisher es aseya. Anpikinu, bimnochesnan, anpikinu, loyovim, forosh Rabbi Yehuda, anpikinu, hu shemen zayis, loy bishlish. Sateches, loy isparish, yes. Zeh aklau, kol shohu mimin dogo. Now we had first that the Mishnah was mine different minim. Then it says, Kol shuhu mimin dogon, arei zoiva bepesach. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yeshua, v'chmi acher sheshaninu kol shuhu min dogon, arei zoiva bepesach. So we have now a general klal. That means anything that nukshe, anything that is, dogon gom laidei taruvis, is lomo monu chachomim eselu. So why did the chachomim have to specify certain types of nukshe, certain types of chomet dogma gom teferubis? So the Gemara says, k'dei sheherogu behen ubishmoiseim. The chachomim wanted that you should know that these macholim, or these, the chomet nukshe, whatever it was, that which are used by certain professionals, you should know that there's chomets in them. That means if you'll just tell you a general klal that the chomets nukshe is also, chomets dongome de tarubis is also, so you'll know that this generality, but to put two and two together to think that kutach is chomets, that won't, you won't dream about such a thing. Where's there the chomets in kutach? Or where's there the chomets in zeisim amitzri? So Memele, so therefore the Chachomim mentioned certain names to be an eye-opener, that you should know that these things, even though they may look innocent, they're not to be used Pesach. Ki ho dahu bar marove ikla lebove. The Gemara tells Amaisa there was someone, an Eretz Yisrael Dike, that went to Bovel. Have a bisra bahade. And he had meat with him. He's going to, he went into a restaurant, and he was going to eat, he had a meat sandwich. He was going to take, Amalo krivuli matchilte. So he said, you should serve some lift and also some adip that I could use together with my sandwich. Shama de komri krivule kutach. So he heard, also he's serving, he wants something to dip in, give him kutach. Even the shama kutach pirish, since he heard, that they're serving kutach, no kutach is milchik. That's what's said in the Braise. We don't have this from the Mishnah. But Al Kabom in the Braise says that it's milchik, so memele pirish. It's a very difficult maise to understand. It seems that the Tana came to the rescue by advertising that kutach has milk in it. So this person was nitzel min amichshel, but it's a bissel modnach. I mean, what stamazai? Tida Akasha and the restaurant, or Akasha and him. I mean, shouldn't someone, if he wouldn't be so educated and know the ingredients of Kutach, he'd be Nikshol. I mean, shouldn't he have told them he's eating Fleishiks, or shouldn't they have thought that he was eating Fleishiks? I mean, it came out that, when it was Grat, his Hatzlocha, that he knew the ingredients of Kutach. Zoktais, Zokrashi. Sheyeboki ben, you should know these articles, these macholim, sheyeda mima hein oisin oisai. Sheinizabem, shevoyeloi kutach, yeda sheyesh cholov, viesham chomets in pesachu, atchilte shum lifton lelafes poyesapas. Kiven de shoma shekorush moi kutach, pirish sheboki hoya viyoda sheyesham cholov. He was a boki. Zog Taisvis, Lom Monu Chachomim Esailuf. Teimel Rashba, Yitzrich Lemnoisom, Lashme Inon, Shehein Belav, Veloi Bekoris. The Tire 3, he has to tell us, I mean, Koshi Yesh by Stamazoi saying, Zek Lau Koshu Mimin Dogna Reza Iva Bepesach, but you have to know that these things are the Lav, it's not Bekoris, but I have Lashmina Lotre Minai. Versteht sich, you have to go and give an example of Chometz Nukshe, Chometz Don Gomei Dei Taruvis, Chad Le Nukshe Be'ine V'chad Ayidei Taruvis. But you don't have to give so many examples. That was the Kasha of Rabbi Yeshua. V'oi Tikshe, the Tane Kame Shemonom, but now the Rashbe is another Kasha. The Tane Kame Shemonom Leslai Haiklola. Tike Tachshite Nosh M'shem Min Dogom, Veinoive bePesach. El Rabbi Lezer who the Kamalos. He asks somebody in the Kikasha. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Tanakam. Rabbi Lezer holds af Tachshitei Noshim. So either Tachshitei Noshim is marbe chometz nukshei day teruvis. Either Tachshitei Noshim is marbe, like we said before, the bach chometz dogen gomur. That's not roi lachile al yedei taruvis, but he's saying something. So Rabbi Lezer said, ze haklal kol shehu mimin dogon, so kol shehu mimin dogon is marbe this nekude, if it's nukshay yedei taruvis, or the chometz dogon gomer shene roi lachila yedei taruvis, that's what Rabbi Lezer is saying. So in the Tanakam is chaylik on him. So there's no such generality. Kol shuhumi min dogon arei zoive bepesach. This generality Rabbi Lezer holds. So what's the kasha? What is the kasha? The Rashba asked the two different people. Tanakama didn't make a generality, so he had to give Mishalim, this is it. And about more than that, or less than that to say, that is not also. Rabbi Lezer was the one that included everything. So Memele, so that's what Rabbi Lezer said, Zach Klau, but what's the kasha on the Tanakh?